And now we come to Clippings, our roundup of the month's latest gardening news and views. Compost contamination on the rise again. Hundreds of gardeners are reporting that their homegrown vegetables and flowers have been damaged this year by having been grown in compost contaminated with the weed killer aminopyralid. Organic growing charity Garden Organic says the total cases may be higher, as gardeners don't always realise what's wrong. "We're trying to find out what the scale really is," says Chief Executive James Campbell. Similar problems in the past have been traced to the broadleaf lawn and pasture weed killers aminopyralid and clopyralid, which were temporarily banned after a notable outbreak in 2008. Traces of the herbicides can pass into grass clippings and manure used to make compost, resulting in distorted fern-like growth on plants such as potatoes, tomatoes, broad beans, delphiniums and phlox. Gardener and plant supplier Sarah Raven cancelled dahlia trials at her East Sussex garden in 2018 after using compost containing contaminated horse manure. While Somerset Market gardener and no-dig pioneer Charles Dowding lost a crop of broad beans this summer. "All the leaves came up shriveled and curling," he said. Since sharing his loss on social media, Charles has been contacted by gardeners who suspect that their crops have been affected. Some unsubstantiated reports have linked damaged plants with major brands of bagged multipurpose compost. Industry body Growing Media Association says similar symptoms can be caused by high salt levels and aphids, but GMA chair Neil Bragg says he'll raise the issue in talks with the government. "Unless we do something about the root cause, it's going to get worse," he said. Herbicide manufacturer Corteva, which supplies aminopyralid and clopyralid, says 3/4 of the cases it has investigated to date were not caused by aminopyralid, but adds it will continue to follow up all reports received. Garden Organic is asking gardeners to report suspected aminopyralid poisoning to the Health and Safety Executive, CRD enforcement at hse.gov.uk, and Corteva, UK hotline at Corteva, that's corteva.com. "We want to bring more pressure to bear so there is more meaningful change," says James Campbell. "And to do this, we need the evidence." Poisonous courgettes recalled. Seed company Mr. Fothergill's is asking gardeners to check packets of courgette seed after customers complained of stomach pains and nausea from eating the fruits. The company had to recall seeds of courgette zucchini with batch code I and issue refunds after finding plants had cross-pollinated with wild courgettes, turning them poisonous. Marshall's Seeds and Unwin's also recalled the seed as a precaution. Gardeners are being advised to taste first. If you find a bitter fruit, spit it out and uproot the plant.
A growing love affair. Meet some of the UK's quirkiest, passionate growers and most glorious gardens and owners in two new one-hour specials of Gardener's World on 28th of August and 25th of September. All of us love a plant enthusiast and they are at the very core of Gardener's World. Executive producer Gary Broadhurst tells us, from the gardeners who grow to show to those who grow purely for their own pleasure, we've got two programmes packed full of ideas. And if you're short of space, don't miss the second one-hour special, which has ideas for getting creative with containers and discovering which planting combinations work, even in the most challenging of growing conditions. Tune in on the 28th of August and the 25th of September at 8 p.m. BBC Two. Save your ash tree. Gardeners are being urged not to fell ash trees suffering from ash dieback, unless for safety reasons, to help identify the 1-5% of trees that have resistance to the killer disease. In new guidance for homeowners on how to identify and manage affected trees, the Tree Council says dead and dying trees are also an important resource for insects and other wildlife. Take a look on the website bit.ly/ash-dieback-guide. Gardeners can change insect declines. Gardeners can make a difference in bringing insects back from the brink, according to Professor Dave Goulson of Sussex University, author of Reversing the Decline of Insects, a new report for the Wildlife Trusts. There's a wave of interest in gardening for wildlife, he says. You could do a lot with that, especially if you add council initiatives like letting verges grow and reducing mowing in parks. Over 3/4 of British butterfly species, 2/3 of moths and 1/3 of bees are in decline. The report calls on the government to halve pesticide use by 2030. Environment Minister Rebecca Powell says the government is championing farming that avoids pesticide use through its National Action Plan on the Sustainable Use of Pesticides. Our precious pollinators are a vital part of any healthy, thriving habitat, she says. But gardeners can provide havens for insects by gardening organically, letting part of the garden grow wild and planting insect-friendly flowers. It's not too late for most insects if we give them a bit of space, somewhere to live and something to eat that's not poisoning them, says Goulson.
My Gardening World by Ray Mears. Ray Mears is a woodsman, author and TV presenter who specialises in wildlife, bushcraft and survival techniques. He teaches courses to help others master the skills of traditional wilderness travel. He lives with his partner in Sussex. How do you use your garden? We love eating and cooking on a fire or barbecue. Our garden is a clearing in the wood where we planted native hedgerows and lime trees that have been removed. We juice apples from a couple of trees we have. We have plenty of wildlife to watch. The hedgehogs are doing well this year due to the reduced traffic, and I've seen nightingales and spotted flycatchers. What do you love cooking outside? On the barbecue, an apple on a stick. It gets soft and sweet like a baked apple, wonderful on a cold day. Watch the apple as you roast it, as this understanding of the process makes you a better cook indoors and out. What are your earliest nature memories? Nature has been a constant for me. Plants have been the focus of my life. They are a handle to other cultures. I see a pharmacy and larder where others see weeds. People call me an expert, but I'm always learning. Which wild plants are the most useful? You can collect sap from birch trees to drink and make a tea from the leaves and twigs. Willow can be used to make string for lighting fires and boiled up to make aspirin. Burdock can be used as firelighters or cook the leaves to eat. And the tastiest common wild plant? Wood bittercress, which is cress-like in flavour. It's great in salads, and if you have a damp spot in the garden, you can easily grow it. Just trim off the flower buds and it won't go bitter. How can we encourage children to go outside more? The most important thing we can teach them is how to be silent and still in nature. It is key to a hidden world. Nature will then come to reward you, such as bumping into a baby deer. If you're not quiet, then you miss it all. What can gardeners do to help wildlife? If you can, have an apple tree. Every gardener contributes massively to helping nature, as each tiny garden all adds up. And we should tolerate a bit of chaos in our gardens. Nature loves a rough patch. How does spending time surrounded by nature benefit you? We all spend time in nature. The difference is noticing it. Lockdown helped us understand how important green spaces are for our psychological well-being. It has helped me establish my equilibrium this year because nature is a constant in an uncertain world. Ray's new book, Wilderness Chef, The Ultimate Guide to Cooking Outdoors, is out now. Published by Conway, price £20. News in brief. Flower shows go ahead. Two major flower shows are set to go ahead. Beaver Flower and Garden Show on the 5th and 6th of September. The website for this is bit.ly/beaver-flower-show. And the Malvern Plant and Garden Fair. That's on the 12th to the 13th of September. Website 3counties.co.uk/buy-tickets. Power up. One battery now fits all Bosch and Gardena power tools after the two firms got together to share technology. It's hoped the partnership will expand to include other brands. Website powerforall-alliance.com/en.